The tiny nation of Uruguay has cracked down on cigarettes with some tough anti-smoking regulations. The tobacco giant Philip Morris is fighting to overturn them. And now here's the twist in the story. In going after smokers, Uruguay's government has been getting help from some former Philip Morris workers. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from the capital, Montevideo.
The day Daniel Gomez was fired from the job he'd had for 27 years started off the same as any other. He arrived at the Philip Morris factory where he did quality control, and he went to work. Just before his shift ended, though, everyone was called into the cafeteria.
Ahí nos reunieron a todos, y oficialmente.
It was 2011, he says. They gathered us all and officially and without any previous warning told us that management had decided to close the factory down, he says.
En el portal del Observador.
He continues, all the newspapers were talking about how Philip Morris was closing its operations because of what they said was the excessive regulation of the Uruguayan market, he says. Uruguay has some of the toughest anti-smoking legislation in the world. You can't advertise tobacco products anywhere, and at least 80% of a pack of cigarettes must carry a health warning, often a gruesome picture of someone dying from a smoking-related disease. Also, tobacco companies can't sell different versions of the same brand, so no Marlboro and Marlboro Light, for example.
Nos movimos por todos lados.
Liz Tercena also worked at Philip Morris for 11 years. He says after everyone lost their jobs, some of the workers banded together to form the 21 of October cooperative, named after the date they were fired. At first, he says, it was impossible to find work. They tried for almost 2 years.
El último lugar donde fuimos fue
Finally, we knocked on the door of the Ministry of Health, he says, and it happened that they needed inspectors to enforce the new anti-smoking laws, he explains. The ministry had only about 4 to cover the whole country. They had a need, and now there were men to fill it. So now, pretty ironically, Senna works against the company that once employed him. It's a comfort, Senna says, that what we are doing helps people's health. So now I feel better about my job than before, he says. And this is their job. Daniel Gomez walks into a popular Irish bar to inspect the premises. What he's looking for is evidence that anyone has been smoking indoors or for any tobacco advertising. Any infraction can carry a hefty fine or risk closure of the establishment. Back outside, Gomez says that the new laws wouldn't have teeth without them.
Las empresas tabacaleras.
The tobacco companies never thought that Uruguay would enforce the laws, he says. What we do has been key. Gomez's former employer, Philip Morris, is suing Uruguay. The issue is being litigated right now in Washington, D.C. Essentially, Philip Morris argues that Uruguay's laws infringe on free trade and the company's profits. This is Mark Firestone from Philip Morris International speaking to the BBC earlier this year.
The question in this case, though, is specific to the combination of the rule that says you can only have one brand at a time, and the 80% warning, which not only further interferes with our competitive position, but also raises serious questions about whether there was the proper legal authority.
Uruguay argues that it has the right to safeguard public health. Still, the saga of Philip Morris in Uruguay has had one clear upside. Inspector Ricardo Alvarez tells me that the day he was fired in 2011 made him quit smoking for good. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Montevideo.